archive.kpft.org. This is KPFT Houston.
Welcome, Growing Up in... You know what? This song is way too loud. Welcome to Growing Up in America on KPFT Houston Pacifica Radio with our host, with From Children at Risk, noted child activist, Dr. Bob Sanborn, and policy expert, Mandy Kimball. What do we have on today, Mandy and Bob? Y'all see I'm struggling.
Struggling for, Don?
Because
what's the deal?
It's been that long since you guys have
been
here.
Long.
I missed you.
Since the Holiday Spectacular,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Holiday Spectacular.
You know, I was re-listening to the Holiday Spectacular, Don, and I noticed at one point the Charlie Brown song, you just like went, you just, you had enough of it and you just cut it short.
No, actually, that's the way it's...
No, I don't think that's how it ends.
Because they start talking afterwards.
Yeah, okay. So, Mandy,
the
Happy
Holiday
New Year.
Spectacular was fun.
It was very fun.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so did you have a good holiday break, Mandy?
2018. I had a fantastic break. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, and the boys, they had a very nice holiday.
They did. It was really good.
So what were the big gifts under the tree for Kyler and Mason?
Big gifts. They got a scooter.
A scooter.
You know what?
They each got one?
The cool thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they have to race each other. Hello.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's what,
of course, that's what they do.
But they got a VR.
Virtual reality
headset. The PlayStation. Like, just
wow.
One.
Have
that
you,
plugs
have,
in the PlayStation.
Have you put it in? Have you looked at it?
I have.
It's fantastic,
it's
right?
It's pretty cool.
Good job, Mandy.
Yeah, don't you think? I think, Don,
that was my husband.
Yeah, I love that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I don't have one, but I think I need one.
You can come over.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I need to buy one is what I need to do.
I never put one on before.
They're extraordinary, aren't they?
They are fun.
In terms of what they look
yep.
like.
And yeah. lots of books. Oh, a big hit was the rock tumbler. Santa brought a rock tumbler.
Oh, yeah, you know, they had those, like, 50 years ago, they had rock tumblers, didn't
they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the jewels that it produces. Those things are loud. It's in my garage. So every time I go in the laundry room, I think it's storming outside.
It's the rock tumbler.
Yes.
Wow.
And what about you? Was Santa good to you?
Santa was good to me. You know, we tend to minimize the gifts, right? We really believe that Americans buy too much stuff. But part of it is because we don't have kids, right? So it's...
And that you buy all year round.
Or our kids are grown. So, and we buy all... Right. Oh, the new iPhone? Yeah, I'm getting it. So, we didn't buy many gifts. But I think I got a couple of things, which is fun.
That's
you know?
Sweet.
So,
from the heart.
Yeah, a little thing from the heart. You know, like,
that's okay. You got a new bathroom.
Yeah,
I know the
yeah.
story. You renovated your bathroom. And you're
yeah,
like,
that
hey.
Too. That too. So we got that. So thanks, Mandy.
You're welcome.
Now the whole world knows that I spent money on a new bathroom. So that's so kind of you to
You're welcome.
Do that.
But way to minimize.
Yeah, right. Just tear me down. Just go ahead and tear me down now.
It's because I missed you. Oh. It's great to be back.
Yeah, well, we have a good show today. So every year, right at the beginning of the year, our producer, Marissa, the Khaleesi Johnston, she does this whole thing where we get some of our best friends from around the country and mm-hmm. we do predictions.
Yes, yes.
So today we're doing predictions for 2018. And Marissa, are you going to participate as well? I mean,
I don't have any predictions ready, but I'll think on it.
Yeah, think on it because you've been doing all this research, and so you probably have just in the back of your mind, you're thinking. Because as I was talking about AI earlier, you seem to have some insight into it. So I thought that was
I'm afraid of the future of AI.
Well, Marissa watches all these dystopian shows, right? Mm. So that's why she's just afraid of the future, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, aren't we all? A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And these days more than days gone by, right? So we're going to do a prediction show. And Mandy, I want to start with you. We have a set of questions, right, that we like mm-hmm. to ask. And we've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. And so big prediction. Do you have a big prediction for this year? I mean, something that is sort of groundbreaking outside of the box.
Outside of the box.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking. Women are going to take over.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's it.
I mean, I don't know, completely take over, but the focal point is going to be women.
You know,
and you see that a little bit now,
yeah,
starting.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So today, the newspapers and the news channels, the news feed is all full of Oprah Winfrey for president.
Yes.
It's sort of all part of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my predictions for the day was the growth of the Me Too,
yep,
you know, movement, right? Hashtag Me Too. And
see, these are all the little pieces that fit into
the, your bigger prediction, mm-hmm, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, right? If you watch any clips from the Golden Globes, you saw sort of the empowerment of this. But what I hope is that we're not just riding this wave of what happened yesterday. I hope this is something that keeps up, right?
Oh, I feel
women
it is.
Feeling stronger, yep, willing, women speaking out.
Yep.
So I think it's sort of
decision making,
right?
Yeah. Being in the seat.
Yeah. So throughout the day today, we're going to play also from last year the top Spotify songs. So the number one song we're going to play in the next one is, are we ready for these? So The Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. So we're not going to like play it as music. We're going to, it's background music. So let's go. You remember this song?
I do remember this song.
Yeah, yeah. So this was number one on Spotify, right?
And I'm sure everyone knows what Spotify is, right? Are we just that hip?
No,
the
I would,
thing.
I would
okay
say yes.
Yeah. I heard man, iTunes was old. That was old school. Now it's about Spotify.
It's all about Spotify. Is that part of your prediction? Is that iTunes is passé and everyone goes to Spotify?
Well, I clearly learned that like 5 minutes ago, so I don't know. Based off of Claire, yes.
Oh, very good. So do we have David on the line?
We're getting him on.
Yeah.
We're getting back on.
Okay.
Are we not introducing our...
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, so what do we have on? Who do we have on? Who do
you're
we
just
have
going
today?
Straight for it.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I was going straight for
that's
it.
That's great.
Obviously, we're out of touch here.
There we go. So we're going to have David, right, in just a moment.
David McClendon, mm-hmm, who is from our Center for Social Measurement and Evaluation.
There we go. And then after David, we're going to have Jason Sabo from Frontera Strategies with his predictions for policy.
And he's a political guy, right?
That's
so he's
right.
Under the Dome with Sabo.
Under the
so
dome
we'll
with
hear
Sabo.
Some great political predictions from Sabo. Then after Jason, we'll be talking with Anthony Burrows, who's the managing director up at up in New York City at Ideas 42. Does a lot of social research, and so he's going to be on the cutting edge of some things that are going on, Mandy.
Mm-hmm. We love talking with Anthony. And then after that, we're going to hear from some Growing Up in America children. We asked a few kids what they liked about 2017, what they hoped for in 2018, and who's going to win the Super Bowl.
And some of them were your kids, yep, right? Are they in there? Are your
I don't
kids
think
not?
So.
No?
I might have failed
kids
on this one.
Okay. So
maybe I didn't know about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's
Marissa,
great.
Marissa, who are the kids that we have on this?
Great kids.
Do we have anyone, Marissa? Is Marissa out there?
We have Jamie's son, Julian's on.
Oh, Jamie Carruthers, our senior staff attorney.
Katie,
yeah,
McConnell, she has some
she
kiddos
on. She tapped into some kids. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, very good.
I'm excited to hear about
from
kids.
So let's go to David, who's on the line with us, David McClendon. Dr. McClendon, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Very good. Hey, so predictions... I'm going to ask you some specific questions on predictions. In terms of children, do you have a big prediction for children, David?
I have a very specific one.
Okay, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Very optimistic predictions, too. I'll say that at the outset.
Okay.
Wonderful.
But one thing is that I think eventually in 2018 that chip funding is going to get renewed.
Yeah,
there
okay
we go.
That's pretty. Well, we've been.
I'm Mandy, with you on that
you
one.
You and I have been predicting this for some time, Mandy.
It better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a slam dunk, David. You're going easy on us, I could see. What else you got?
Well, another one is sort of related to the children in Houston area.
Okay.
Or the study of children in Houston area.
Yes.
I think that the 2017 with Harvey, there was a lot of bad things that happened. One of the good things that came out of it was a real cohesiveness and growth in the sort of data visualization, data analysis community around Houston. And I think that's only going to get better in 2018 as far as like how we understand our city and how we present it to, we as analysts and the data visualization community present it to the city and inform the public. So I'm excited about that.
You know, data is something that would be easy to include in terms of predictions, right? It seems like people are becoming much more comfortable with data. Data visualization is being used more. I like that idea, right, that in Houston we become used to data around Houston and data visualization around
Houston.
Well,
people just want to look and be like, what is the situation in data visualization? Yeah. Is that because of attention span? What do you think? Maybe a little bit?
I think people like data more, but they want to see it in a simple form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's people like that. I want to ask you, David, I'm going to ask everyone this question. This year, this November, will be the big 2018 elections nationally. What do you see? I mean, what do you see coming from these November 18 elections in terms of predictions?
So I have another very optimistic prediction.
Yeah.
That's specific to Texas. Is that my optimistic prediction, more of a hope, I guess, is that Beto O'Rourke beats Ted Cruz.
That's a big prediction. That's a big prediction, right?
Yeah.
There's opportunity for that.
Yeah. What are the chances of that?
I've lived in Texas a long time. I lived through a bunch of hopes for a blue wave in Texas. But I think if any year, this year might be a chance for that.
He's a good candidate, though, right? If someone's going to do it, he seems to be the candidate to do it.
Yeah, he's great. He's young. He's likable, which is a good start. So.
Yeah, Mandy, we should get him on the radio show.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get him on the show. We could let him know that Dr. Dave predicted that he would be the next senator from Texas. And he's going to immediately going to be like, who's this Dr. Dave and why do I believe him? So control of the U.S. Senate, right? I mean, when we look at the House and the Senate is sort of the harder one. What do you think, David? Will that go to
I think the House is going to flip. I don't know about the Senate. I mean, if my first prediction's right, I think they have a – If the Senate's going to flip, my prediction sort of has to come true.
Yeah. But you think the House will flip?
I think there's a really good chance.
Mandy, what do you think on that?
Are you talking U.S.?
The U.S. House. Do you think there's a chance?
U.S. House, yeah.
It's all Republican now.
Yeah, no, yes.
You think the House will flip?
Yes.
I think that's one of our easier predictions to say the House will go Democratic. How about the Senate, Mandy? So what is it, David? You may know this. What, 26 seats that are up for grabs are Democratic seats currently held by Democrats. Only 8 are held by Republicans. So for this flip to happen, you need to see 8. And they're all in pretty red states, aren't they, David?
Yeah, I think to have it flip, you have to at least have 1 or 2. I don't remember. I haven't looked at it in a little bit, but I think 1 or 2 from red states have to.
I think it'll be hard for the Senate.
Deep red states.
Yeah. And I think that, now the good news, though, is that we already got one. The Democrats already have one with Alabama, right? Because he's not up for reelection until 2020. So,
right. Yeah.
What do you think about Texas?
Do I think about Texas?
Yeah, like... Statewide.
I think it's a stay red.
It stays red?
Yeah, I think so.
No purple-ish? Purple-ish?
No, I don't think so. I think statewide offices stay red as much as I'd like to predict otherwise. How about you, Mandy?
I don't know. I would like to predict otherwise.
Yeah. I think we're nonpartisan, though, right?
Is that, yes, that is true.
We're nonpartisan communists.
That is true.
Right?
Is that true.
Yeah. Okay, do you have a big tech prediction? I guess you talked about the data stuff already, David, right? Okay. How about this one? Who will, what picture will win Best Picture?
For the Oscars. So I think it's a long shot because it's technically like a comedy, but I think the movie Lady Bird should win.
Lady Bird. I think that's a solid choice.
I said Lady Bird.
You're saying Lady Bird as well.
Bird.
Mandy's,
yep.
Mandy's with you on the Lady Bird. Wow. Very good. Yeah. And then who's going to win the Super Bowl?
So I know nothing about football, but my children at risk colleague, Patrick Gill, tells me that the Minnesota Vikings will win.
Oh, he's with Minnesota, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known Patrick to not be a very good predictor, so that's sort of living up to my expectations on that. Do you have an outside of the box prediction at all? Any other predictions, David?
About anything?
Yeah, about anything. Yeah.
I This is another optimistic prediction. I think the star testing in areas affected by Harvey isn't going to be as bad as people think it's going to be.
Interesting. Mandy, that's a good prediction.
That is an optimistic prediction. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think there's been a lot of like attention and communities coming together. And I think that, I mean, I think schools that are doing poorly are still going to be doing poorly, but I don't know that it's going to be some gigantic drop that everybody thinks it's going to.
Here's my prediction on that, David, is that schools that have done poorly, this time when they do poorly, they'll blame it on Hurricane Harvey.
But they could do worse. I mean, it's just added stress.
Yeah. I'm just being mean.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hard. I think people easily...
I think people
think
are going... This is interesting.
Kids can get over it.
I think TEA is going to waive some of this accountability.
I absolutely predict that.
So I think that will happen. But it'll be interesting, to David's point, to see how
much... Did they really need to? I don't know.
And David, you know, we're all researchers here, but... 2 weeks plus the trauma of hurricane, that could have an impact, though, on scores, right?
Oh, for sure. I think it probably will have some impact.
Just especially the kids, I don't know. There's kids that are going through a really hard time. They're displaced. There's several people who are still displaced. You know what I mean? And then you throw in emotions in there, it makes it even harder. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your prediction, David. I disagree.
That's fine.
Yep. So let me ask you a final prediction, David, your thoughts. Taxi cabs, by the end of this year, will Uber and Lyft and other types of ride, will that be pretty much it? I mean, will we start seeing taxi cabs go under by the end of the year?
In Houston or
no,
in the country?
In the country.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because the only kind of taxi cabs you can get in Houston are Uber or Lyft. I'm going to say they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Except for a handful of like select ones in the sort of maybe Chicago, New York, something like that, where they have a sort of history.
I think it's.
I think they're almost already gone.
They're almost already gone, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, you know, people still think taxis are around. I'm going to see. I think we'll have less and less of it. David McClendon is. Dr. David is over at the Center for Social Measurement and Evaluation as part of Children at Risk. And thank you very much, David, for the work that you do. And thank you for being on a program. And what great predictions, David. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, right. David. Back have a good soon. One.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Growing Up in America. It's our prediction show. Mandy and I are in the studio, and we're getting the year off, starting the year off
2018.
By doing some predictions for the year. On the line with us now is, here's the newest. You remember this song, Mandy?
I do.
Despacito.
That's a good one.
Right? You ready to sing? You can't sing? But that has never stopped you before from singing all over the place, Mandy. Despacito. So anyway, hey, Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you guys? Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Jason Sabo is our man under the dome in Austin. He's the one with his ear to the ground on what's happening politically in our state. He's with Frontera Strategies, and he's our man. Our big buddy, right, in Austin, Mandy?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I consider myself your good buddy in Austin.
Like, I am your man.
You are our good buddy in Austin. Okay, so what's your big prediction for children, Jason?
I think that the legislative around kids is kind of continuing the conversation that you all just had is going to be really thinking about the legacy of Harvey, for better or for worse. And I think that when we talk about kids and the impact of Harvey, the conversation that we're going to increasingly be having in Austin isn't so much about the impact of Harvey and what we're doing to help the kids who directly felt that impact, but what larger ripple effect impacts all of the spending associated with Harvey is having on the rest of the state budget. Across the state and across multiple different agencies that have absolutely nothing to do with hurricane recovery.
So it's not really about kids, but Harvey will be used to talk about the budget? Is that what I'm hearing?
Harvey was really expensive. And if the feds don't come through, particularly for schools, the state's going to be left holding a really big bag. And a lot of people are concerned that given that we haven't heretofore, since the landfall of the storm, used the rainy day fund, a lot of people are concerned that even going into next session, while there's talk of using some of the rainy day fund, how much of it is the legislature going to be willing to use? So my prediction for kids is really, it's almost the second landfall of Hurricane Harvey. This time, though, it's more of a fiscal hurricane versus a meteorological hurricane.
In the lives of kids. And so what are the political repercussions? You know, we live in a red state, and we have a governor, and we have our two U.S. senators, a legislature controlled by Republicans. What are the political repercussions when children in South Texas and Southeast Texas aren't getting their, and children and families aren't getting what they need in terms of dollars after Hurricane Harvey? Is there a blowback?
Well, I think there is a bit of a blowback because people are beginning to make connections between what's happening in Washington, what's happening in Austin, and what it means in their own communities and their daily lives. And given the fact that, as you know, we do have a monoparty control in Texas, and now in Washington the same, there is quite obviously going to be one party who's getting the lion's share of the blame. The question will become, though, as it always does in Texas, whether or not there's any kind of electoral accountability associated with whatever anger people might be feeling at the local level. And I think more than most election cycles, remember, this is a midterm election. Republicans typically gain seats in these midterm elections and lose seats in the higher turnout presidential election years. That's not going to happen this year. This is the year that the Republicans are supposed to gain seats in the Texas House of Representatives. The reality is they're going to lose seats in the House just like they did when President Trump was elected a year ago. They lost seats. They're going to lose seats when they're not supposed to this year. And then again in the presidential election year, they're going to lose seats again. Democrats will pick up again in 2020 because of the way that the numbers always work in those presidential election years. And boom, then we redraw the maps in the 2021 legislature, which will really guide the redistricting process and how the state's controlled for the next 10 years.
Jason, before you, we had David McClendon. Dr. McClendon predicted that Beto O'Rourke would win. What are your thoughts on that?
I predict that he's going to do a lot better than a lot of people suspect that he will, but there's simply still statewide for statewide for Democratic candidates in places like Texas, it's still extraordinarily difficult.
Pretty tough.
I think that what the interesting races in Texas this year from the federal perspective are going to be the congressional races. Somebody like a Todd Litton in your neck of the woods who's running for Ted Post's seat in Congress. People didn't really give Litton, you know, a lot of chance a year ago when he announced almost like a Don Quixote kind of approach to politics. But things have changed, and now Don Quixote's beginning to look a little bit more like he had a crystal ball in his pocket in terms of seeing where the opportunities were. Those are the races I think that are going to be really interesting to watch next year or this year.
When you look at control of the U.S. House, will it go back to Democrats?
I think the Democrats are definitely going to take the U.S. House back, maybe even the Senate, and effectively, you know, President Trump's first term is over.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you have another big political prediction, Jason?
I think, you know, when you keep looking at the Texas legislature, one of the predictions that I've been really making is that asking people to keep their eyes on the Texas Senate. Because, as most folks listening know, the Speaker of the Texas House, a guy named Joe Strauss, is not running for re-election, and he's stepping down. So we're going to have a new Speaker, which means, to a certain degree, the House will be rudderless until the new Speaker is elected in January and new committee chairs are put into place in the February-March range. However, on the Senate side, they're having committee hearing after committee hearing after committee hearing. And they're working really hard, and they're getting a lot done. So So it's really queuing up. My prediction for 2018 is it will be the year of the senatorial action at the legislature and a lot more kind of, you know, infighting and infrastructural stuff happening without a speaker in place on the House side. So prediction is keep your eye on the Senate.
Let me ask you another question, Jason. Today or this last week, Stickland out of Flower Mound, who is the head of the Freedom Caucus, decided to campaign. Was it campaigning against Joan Huffman? Is that right?
No, Sarah Davis.
Against Senator Sarah. Davis, right? What is that? The impact of a Yahoo from Flower Mound, who we all know has not been very successful in legislatively campaigning against a woman like Sarah Davis.
You know, Representative Stickland is an interesting character. He was, for example, one of the members in 2017 who voted no for the bill to expand pre-K to kids of first responders, cops, firefighters, police officers, EMTs who were killed or injured in the line of duty. So he opposes services for the children of KIA police officers, just to put him in political context. As you know, Dr. Sanborn, not a lot of people take him really seriously.
Yeah.
What's interesting for me about that endorsement of Sarah Davis's opponent is it came on the heels of Governor Abbott's endorsement of, you know, Chair Davis's opponent, which is interesting to have a sitting Republican governor going into a Republican House primary to oppose the opponent. And in doing so, in many ways, he made Sarah Davis, who's always been an effective state house with, you know, reasonably localized interests, instantly he turned her into a statewide figure. And when you really kind of posit her against the people who are running the campaign in opposition to her, many of whom are, for example, anti-vaccine advocates, mm-hmm. you really begin to see how far outside the political mainstream things can become in these primary races.
Well, it's true. I'm still trying to figure out what he was thinking, being Governor Abbott, and his reasoning for that. So.
Oh, smart. I mean, if your primary concern is ensuring support from the Republican primary electorate, because remember, I mean, we're going to have our primary election. The big prediction I have for people to remember about Texas politics, for the most part, is it's over in March 2018.
That's right, people.
Because, you know,
it's an early election.
One of the earliest primaries of any state, and it's for a reason. It's because the political power structure doesn't want there to be a lengthy debate about whether or not the political power structure should be the political power structure. They want the primaries, which are the de facto general election in almost every race legislatively and for the executive branch of Texas at this point. They want that to happen as quickly and as quietly as possible.
Oh, yeah.
All right, some more predictions from Jason.
Okay, so what movie will win Best Picture, Jason?
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
I haven't seen it. I love that movie.
Did you like that movie?
I
thought it was a strong finish.
Well, I haven't seen it.
I'm not sure it was a... To me, it wasn't as good as some people. It was a good movie, right? Marissa loved it.
I think that's my prediction to win.
Okay.
There you go. And who will win the Super Bowl?
Man, to be honest, I don't care. But I actually had to look and see who was still in the playoffs so that I would be able to make a prediction. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers. That's not out on a limb. That's a good prediction.
People are talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any other outside-of-the-box predictions for the year, Jason?
You know, outside-of-the-box predictions, I think it's going to be a much better year than last year. And in lots of different ways. I think that, and I also predict, most importantly, that Houston's going to have much better weather.
Yay! I like those optimistic predictions.
You know, we hear a lot of people making predictions that we'll have another bad hurricane year, but that traditionally that doesn't happen, right? Usually after a bad hurricane year, you don't have a bad...
Y'all just need a break, is all I can say.
Yeah.
Hope you catch a break.
Doesn't happen 2 times in a row.
Houston.
We did have 3 bad floods, though, pretty one after the other.
Okay, that is a great point.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a very interesting thing.
It's no longer the 1,000-year flood. It's kind of like the 2-year flood.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you one last tech question. AI, artificial intelligence, how do you think that's going to have an impact on us in 2018, Jason?
Well, you know, you're starting to see, I live in Austin, right? In some neighborhoods, they're testing the driverless cars.
Yeah.
And here's the question I have, and I don't know the answer to that question, but I think the things that it raises, I mean, for me, before we talk about the driverless cars, we really have to have the larger philosophical conversation about what, when you're thinking about an artificial intelligence, you can artificially create intelligence, but can you artificially create compassion? So you're the artificially, you're the car, right? The computerized car. If you're presented with a dilemma of crashing into a bus or crashing into a single motorcycle, what does the motorized car taught to do? We can teach things to be intelligent, but can you build in compassion? Can you build in those kinds of judgments?
And I think that's an old argument. That's sort of a null argument, because I think with artificial intelligence, the car is not going to crash into anything. I mean,
well, sometimes you can't avoid it.
I think that's fantasy, and Houston's never going to get hit by another storm. So keep on developing in all those low-lying areas, because it'll never happen.
I'm not talking about the storm.
I'm talking about
cars.
That's just the way the world works.
Yeah, I think we're going to, with artificial intelligence and autonomous cars, we'll be safer on the road rather than less dangerous.
I'm more concerned about natural intelligence amongst our elected class and our policymakers than I am about artificial intelligence for the coming year.
As well you should, Jason. Yes. As well you should. Barry Jason Sabo is our man under the dome in Austin. He's not buying a self-driving car anytime soon because he's afraid of them.
I'm not.
So thanks, Jason, very much. Hey, we'll keep in contact throughout the year on Growing Up in America, and we'll continue to get updates from under the dome. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being on the program, man.
I always appreciate you, and always appreciate your listeners who are taking the time to keep informed about the issues you guys talk about. So keep it up.
Very good. Thanks. Thank
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Would you buy a self-driving car if you could?
In a second.
You would?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think so.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I hear stories from my buddies who have Teslas, right? They're driving to Austin without, so I guess on a Tesla, you have to touch the wheel. It won't let you not touch the wheel. But
Do you have to constantly touch the wheel?
You just have to be touching it. But it's self-driving. It'll be self-driving. You know, you go to Austin on your own. So it's interesting, right? Yeah. So and I think those cars are going to get better and better. Mm. So I know it's hard for you to understand this, Mandy.
I understand it.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see.
I think it's interesting.
It is interesting.
So we wanted to go out and talk to a few kids and get their predictions on the future. And so Marissa worked hard with a couple of our friendly neighborhood children, and she put together a little segment about children and their predictions about what they liked in 2017 and what they hope for in 2018.
Well, Julian, what was your favorite thing this year?
Playing Minecraft all day long.
And what do you hope to do next year?
Playing Minecraft all year long.
And who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
And what's your favorite movie, and should it win an Oscar?
Captain Underpants.
Should it win an Oscar?
I don't know.
An Oscar is a big award that movies win. Should it win an award?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing about the year 2017?
I get to go to school.
You liked going to school?
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do in the year 2018, the next year?
I want Santa.
Okay, that's this year. What do you want to do next year?
Family reunion.
You want to go to the family reunion?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I want to go to Georgia.
And you want to go to Georgia. Okay, so at the end of the football season,
uh-huh,
the teams play a big championship game called the Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Texans.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Monsters.
Okay. Well, that movie is kind of an old movie. Do you have any new movies that came out that you liked?
Trolls Holiday.
Trolls Holiday. Do you think that show's going to win an Oscar?
Uh-huh. What's Oscar?
An Oscar is an award.
Oh, I think it's going to win.
So the first thing I want to ask you is I want to know, what was your favorite thing about the year 2017? This year. What was your favorite thing about this year?
Playing the Fall Festival.
Playing at the Fall Festival? You liked that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this year's almost over, and we're going to start a new year.
Like Christmas.
After Christmas. We're going to start the year 2018.
2018?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do in the year 2018?
I would like to play.
You want to play? Okay. So, at the end of football season, the football teams, they play a championship game to see who's the winner. It's called the Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Me.
You? Okay, what football team do you think is going to win?
The Browns.
Not hardly. Okay. What was your favorite movie this year?
My favorite movie was The Firefighters. The Firefighter movie. You mean the... I'll show you. I'll be right back.
No, don't go right back. What movie are you talking about?
The Firefighter one. I'll go show you. I have to go show you, okay?
Oh, you mean the firefighters that came with that book?
Mm-hmm. Let me go show you, please.
The Firehouse movie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moana.
So wait, what did you say, what movie?
Moana.
Moana. Yeah, that was one that we rented. So Moana, movies can win awards, called an Oscar.
Oscar?
Yeah. Do you think Moana will win an Oscar? Do you think Moana will win an Oscar? What's your answer? Don't just shake your head. Tell me.
I want it to win.
An Oscar award?
Okay. Wow. So cute.
Is Moana going to win an Oscar, Mandy?
I hope so.
No, it's not going to win an Oscar. Come on.
You seen it?
I'm rooting for Trolls Holiday. Or the firefighter movie. That's what I'm thinking.
My kids would have voted for Captain Underpants.
I think Moana was last year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, so yeah. It would be.
It was really good.
Captain Underpants? Yeah. Is that better than Trolls Holiday?
I think so.
I've not seen any of those movies.
No.
But I'm missing out, though.
It inspired my son to write comic books. That's all he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Graphic novels?
Yes.
No, he told me the other day when I said graphic novels, he says, no, they're comic books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because graphic novels are longer, and he's writing very short ones.
What's long?
I don't know.
6 pages. That seems long to me.
That's a comic book, okay. Right? So, hey, do we have the next song? What was the next song? This is Spotify Most Played number 3, Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers featuring Coldplay. So do we have that lined up for us? Achilles and his gold. Achilles and his.
Do
you know this song, Mandy?
I do. It's a great song.
This was your Spotify number one song?
I think so.
Yeah. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. So that's Spotify.
It's good.
Yeah, very good. Hey, let's go to our next guest, one of our favorites, Anthony Barrows. He's up in New York City. He's the managing director of Ideas 42. Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Hey, how was...
Happy 2018.
Yeah. How was Puerto Rico this year?
It was warm and delightful as always. Amazing food. The folks are super resilient despite the pretty devastated landscape that I saw there, but always a good trip.
So what percentage of Puerto Rico has power now, Anthony?
So the majority of places have power, but the widespread power outages, some of which have been going on since Hurricane Irma, were very disheartening to see, even in fairly wealthy places, never mind the places with more low-income populations. So getting better, but still in a bad place.
Wow. Yeah. And then now you're up in New York City where it's bitter cold, right?
That is the truth. Yeah, when I was taking my son to school this morning, I was regretting ever having left the Caribbean.
That's not hard to do.
My brother lives in Minnesota, and sometimes they'll cancel school because it's too dangerous to breathe outside. Yeah. I'm like, what is going
on? But it's close to that. My daughter lives up in New York City, Anthony. She said, you know, walking 10 blocks is like a non-starter, right? It's hard.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. I've been taking refuge in my house as much as possible.
Yeah, wow. So, Anthony, have you ever done a prediction show with us before?
I never have. This is going to be an excellent experiment.
Yeah. So, first off, what's your big prediction for children for 2018? Do you have one?
I do. So I think that we are going to see more research and more experimentation on how to harness technology for child development and good parenting. So this is everything from increasing parent engagement to improving outcomes in literacy and numeracy.
It's
interesting. That's a great one.
It's interesting that technology has transformed so many industries, so many areas, but education and early education and parenting has yet to be transformed by technology. But those of us like you and I, Mandy, we see the possibilities. It's almost just like the app hasn't been there yet or hasn't been visible yet, right?
That's right, but there's some amazing researchers, including Lisa Genetian at NYU and Ariel Khalil at the University of Chicago, that are putting their noses to the grindstone on this, and I expect good things from them in the next year and beyond.
It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I think it could be a very positive change for us. Within your area of research, what sort of big area, what big prediction or predictions do you have, Anthony?
So behavioral economics and applied behavioral science has seen some really interesting developments, including Dick Thaler winning the Nobel and Betsy Palak winning the MacArthur Award. But one thing that I think is going to come down the pike in the next year is the ascent of precision nudging. And this is a term that Jens Ludwig, one of our affiliates at the University of Chicago, coined. And it really describes the confluence of behavioral science, big data, and machine learning to create interventions that are really personalized but also automated. So I think this is the real next big thing in my field.
What kind of nudging?
It's called precision nudging.
Oh, precision nudging. There we go.
And I love the idea, right, is we know that technology works best when you have that personalization, right? And we're reaching that stage where we could have significant personalization, right?
Exactly. So the more personalized something is, the more relevant it is, and therefore the more likely it is to work.
And I want to ask you about your perception. The U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, big elections, November 18, November of this year. Will they flip to Democrats or will they stay Republican?
Yeah, so Ichiro Suzuki, who's a famous baseball player from Japan, used to play for a team when he was still there. And this is my political prediction. He played for Oryx Blue Wave, so Blue Wave is my prediction for 2018.
Wow. You think the Senate will go Blue Wave as well?
I don't know that the Democrats will take the majority, but I think they're going to be nipping at the Republicans' heels.
Yeah. I'm actually predicting that Democrats will take control of the Senate as well.
Senate and House.
It's not a slam dunk as the House, but I think it's likely to happen.
Do you think Oprah is going to run for president?
Yeah, by the end of the year, will Oprah be a leading candidate for president?
If I were her, I wouldn't, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Wow. What do you think, Mandy? Do you think Oprah will be a leading candidate for president by the end of this year?
I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
This is why it's a prediction show.
Yeah, I know. You know what? If Donald Trump can throw his name out there and run, so can Oprah. Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
I think she would get a lot of support from women.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she'd get a lot of support from a lot of people. Would you vote for her, Anthony?
Depends on who the candidates were, but against Donald Trump, she'd have my vote.
She'd have most people's vote. What's the next prediction, Mandy?
What is the best picture? What movie will win best picture? What do you think?
Yeah, so this one's got a little bit of bias for me, and I'm not sure what the odds are actually, but I'd love to see Get Out win best picture.
Yeah. Did you like that movie, Anthony?
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, timely social commentary and excellent filmmaking. So that'll be my pick.
It was sort of snubbed at the Golden Globes yesterday, right? So it was...
Yeah, but you know, maybe the Oscars can show them what's good. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Well, the Hollywood Free Press never quite get race, you know, and so it's sort of interesting. I think there's still an excellent chance. And how about your prediction on the Super Bowl win?
Well, you know that I am a born and raised Bostonian, so I can't say anything other than my New England Patriots.
I'm with you. I'm a Patriots fan as well. I mean, I love the Texans, but I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm predicting them as well. So, Anthony,
I'm the
Patriots
are always involved.
This is why it's an easy prediction.
Yeah.
Do you have an outside-of-the-box prediction, Anthony?
Just for anything in the universe?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think, frankly, that our next president, which won't be in 2018, but which will be soon, will be a woman, and may in fact be a woman of color.
There we go.
Wow. So if it's not
Oprah,
who would be who's likely to be a top choice in that area, would you say, Anthony?
Well, if I had my choice, I would love to see Kamala Harris from California throwing her hat in the ring.
Senator from California, formerly the Attorney General for the state of California.
Indeed, and the District Attorney for San Francisco.
Wow, very good. Oh, yeah. A lot of good possibilities. There's some really good candidates out there and
That's
good
right.
women, right? They're very good. I like that senator from Minnesota as well, Klobuchar. I think she's Amy Klobuchar, great candidate. There's some good potential people out there. Very good. Anthony Barrows is the managing director of Ideas 42, one of our favorite organizations that does some great work. They're out of New York City. Anthony, thanks so much for being on the Prediction Show.
Thanks for having me, as always. Take care, everyone.
All
thanks.
Right,
have
care.
A good 2018.
All right.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Growing Up in America. Are you ready for our final guest? We have Dr. Charlotte.
So quickly, yes. Dr. C.
Yeah, Dr. Charlotte is there. But we also have the fourth most played Spotify song. Is DJ Khaled, and it's I'm the One. It's DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Quavo, Lil Wayne. It's like just a host of talented
Justin
people.
Justin Bieber is in several of
Very
these.
Good. I'm the One. We the best music. Another one. Is this on your playlist, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one.
All right, and that's the number five, the number four song, right? So, pretty popular song. Did you do you like that one, Don?
No,
no.
We had four songs.
I'm sorry, I just don't.
Yeah. Very good. Hey, on the line with us is our good buddy, the director of the managing director of the office, the North Texas Center for Children at Risk, Dr. Charlotte Carlisle. Charlotte, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and here I thought you were giving me a new theme song called I'm the One.
You're the one.
You are the one. Yeah. Happy 2018, Charlotte.
Yeah. I love it. Happy 2018 to you, too, as well. Wow, what a lineup you've had today.
I know. It's a good lineup. It's
I know.
Really
I've
fun.
Got a bat cleanup, which is no pressure at all.
All right.
So we're gonna ask for your predictions, Charlotte. So what is your big prediction for children in 2018?
So I think overall it's the year of innovation, because we're going to have to really start getting innovative in how we approach our issues for children in order to meet their needs. What we've seen from the last legislative session, and my prediction is that it's not going to look too much better the next one, is that we can't really count on innovation to come out of the legislature. So how do we take what we have and reach more kids and do more work? So I think that's going to become the necessity of 2018.
There we go. And then what about for the area that you focus on in regards to your expertise and research? What is your big prediction there?
So I think school finance is going to become an even bigger issue, especially in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. One of the things that a lot of people aren't talking about is that when you have all these schools that are sending money into the state, the question is now that their properties are going to be devalued because of their hurricane disaster and the damage that's been done to those communities, there's going to be a shortfall somewhere that's going to have to be made up. And where does that come from and what does it look like is going to be a very interesting conversation to be watching. So I predict that the buzzword's going to go back to school finance.
School finance. Mm-hmm. It should be.
Should be.
All right. And so political prediction. Bob has been asking other guests, what do you think about the House and the Senate?
So I think that there's going to be a shift in the House as because there's just more seats available for there to make a seat change. And then in the Senate, I don't see too much out of the status quo, although the interesting thing in Texas has been the number of challengers for people who normally just kind of the incumbents just kind of waltz in, and there's a lot more interest and a lot more people being involved in the political process.
That's true. Do you have any other big political predictions?
Well, I was going to say that the Donald Trump effect is not so much that well, we'll talk about his legacy later. But the idea that you don't have to be a political animal to become president of the United States, and so that's where the Oprah for 2020 movement makes a lot of sense, because I think we're going to have a lot more dark horses coming up in our national scene because he's kind of opened that door.
Do you think that Oprah will be a top candidate for president by the end of this year, Charlotte?
I'm trying to decide if she's a distraction or if she's really in it to win it. And she's what the thing about Oprah is she doesn't go into anything she doesn't think can be a success. So if she does, she's going to win it.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's an Oprah follower right there.
Yeah.
Dr. Carlisle is a big Oprah follower.
A minute to win it.
Yeah. And then which movie do you think will win Best Picture at the Oscars this year, March 4th?
So my staff laughed because I gave them this choice, and I told them Coco, but they didn't think that was a very good
idea. Maybe Best Animated.
Did you see Coco?
Yes, I did.
That could be Best Animated.
And do not take younger children to that movie. It's too intense for them, it's a great movie for, an older child. And
did you see it, Mandy?
I did, and I personally regretted it.
Oh, it's too intense for
it
you?
Is.
Well, it's just confusing.
And there's a lot of cultural, and there's actually a lot of religious overtones that you've got to be prepared to address about death and what your spiritual beliefs are. It's a great movie. Every adult in the scene in the whole theater was sobbing at the end.
Wow.
Because it's just an amazing, touching story. But there were a lot of little kids there that it's just a little too deep.
So what's your prediction for Best Picture then?
So my daughter said Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
I trust her because she's seen
Lady
all
Bird
the movies.
Lady Bird is winning.
So we have three Lady Birds out here today,
going
right?
Going with her.
I'm predicting, Mandy. Mandy, you're predicting Lady Bird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm predicting The Shape of Water.
Yeah, she mentioned that, too, as well. She said there were some people who really liked that, but she said Lady Bird, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, Lady Bird has a good chance. I think if we look at the odds, I think Lady Bird has a better chance than Shape of Water, but I'm just going with that.
You're going with it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Super Bowl. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl, Charlotte?
So Julie Morris, who's from the Pittsburgh area, said her dad, Larry, was going to really, really want it to be the Steelers, but the Cowboy fan can't go there. So I'm actually thinking it's going to be the Saints.
The Saints.
Wow. If they play like they did this weekend.
Yeah.
Because they played a really tough defense and stepped up. So I'm saying the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
Saints. I'm going with the Patriots. You're going with who? Are you going with? Mandy?
I don't know. Who I'm going
you
for
said,
every.
You
I'm
said
saying
Patriot?
I hope the Vikings, but I Vikings, think it'll Vikings. Be the Patriots.
Yeah, and your brother lives in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
That's
why I chose it. Yeah. I follow it very closely, as you know.
And do you have any other outside-of-the-box predictions, Dr. Carlisle?
Well, I just think it's going to be the best year ever for children at risk. And we've got a lot of great people on the team. And so we're just really excited about being a part of all this this change and this improving the world for children.
Mandy, that's the best prediction we've heard all day.
That is a wonderful prediction.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Dr. Charlotte knows all about the best predictions. So.
Yeah.
Dr. Charlotte Carlisle is Managing Director of Children at Risk up in North Texas. Hey, Charlotte, thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all, and we'll see all of you soon.
Right,
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
So, Mandy, any other outside-of-the-box predictions from you? We've heard from a lot of experts today. Charlotte Carlisle, Anthony Barrows, we had Jason Sabo, David McClendon. What do you think? I mean, when you think about predictions, and Marissa, you should get on the line too, because I want to see what your sort of outside of the box predictions are as well. What are you thinking, Mandy?
My prediction, honestly, I love to be optimistic.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a hard year.
You think it's going
to
be hard?
And I think that we have got to keep beating the drum, not just to sweep things under the rug, but address the obstacles, address the issues, try to make those small wins. We can shoot for the stars, right? But to really try to make some progress, there's a lot that needs to be done. And it's not easy. It's not easy with the political climate right now. It's not good with budget. So in regards to our professional career, I think it will be difficult, but then also feel that it will be rewarding. We'll make some progress.
So you're talking about difficult. One of my predictions that I wrote down is that keep your eyes, and we have the Olympics, the Winter Olympics this year in Korea. Mm-hmm. South Korea, everything that's going on. I'm worried. I don't know if I'm making a prediction, but I'm worried that something is going to happen, that it's going to dominate the news, and it's going to be, you know, I'm worried about what might happen. Marissa, what is your big prediction for the year?
You know, I agree with a whole lot of things that have been said already. I think self-driving cars are going to be everywhere. They're already in Pittsburgh. I got to see some over Christmas break.
Did you ride in one?
I didn't. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the AI thing. I'm a little hesitant.
You're a little bit hesitant, right?
But other people are clearly riding in them. I think they're still manned by people, right? Or people
right, they
are
have
present.
To be, right. They're there, but they can't do it without the person yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are you predicting a Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl?
Always.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a best
picture?
On behalf
of my dad.
And are you on the Dunkirk train for
best? Oh, yes. But I wouldn't be unhappy if Get Out won. Also
oh,
wonderful.
Yeah. Anthony's a big prediction. Very good. And do you have any other outside-of-the-box predictions, Marissa Johnston?
You know, I don't think I have anything wild at the moment.
Okay. Do you have any other wild ones?
You're the wild one, Bob.
Yeah, I have a couple others. First off, doing wild predictions a couple of years ago was when I predicted that we would end football in a couple of years because of concussions. Remember
that? I do.
Moms would stop sending their kids. And we're starting to see a little bit about that. Ratings are down, right? It's sort of a – we're
yet,
still a long way
but
away.
But yet we're predicting on the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No. I'm there. I understand what you're saying. Virtual schools. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, and Anthony talked about this a little bit in terms of early education, but I'm thinking that this year we're going to see a breakout in terms of an app that we really can have schools where you can do them virtually. So that's one of my big predictions. And my other big prediction is I really believe simplicity, minimalism is sort of coming back. And so we're going to see more about this whole idea of simple life. I think
with all the technology,
I think so, but I think millennials are sort of into this idea of simplicity and minimalism, and I think that's going
to
help drive.
It's
this.
Cool to be a minimalist.
Well, I think
people
maybe.
Are tired though. To your point, right?
Yeah.
It's like go, and always connected, and they're getting tired. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. So I think those are. But I think overall, Mandy, you and I, we're going to have a great year.
It's going to be a great year.
We're going to have a good year on the radio. We're going to work hard for children, and parents are working hard for the kids, and I think there are lots of possibilities. So as we close out our hour here on Growing Up in America, I want to thank you, Mandy.
Thank you,
wish
Dr.
you a
Bob.
Very happy new year. Thank you, Marissa. Thank you, Don, our engineer, all of those that tune in. Hey, hug your kids. We do it for children, and have a very pleasant week. We'll see you next time here on Growing Up in America.
Imagine hearing KPFT even when a thunderstorm has knocked out power to our transmitter. Imagine listening to your favorite KPFT programs when you're out of town. You can. You can listen online with your computer. Go to kpft.org, then click on one of the Listen Live links at the very top of our homepage. We have medium and high fidelity links there for both our regular analog channel and our HD2 channel. See the links at the top of kpft.org. There's more. Imagine being able to hear any KPFT program at any time that fits your schedule. Go to archive.kpft.org and listen or download any show from the last 2 weeks. For information on subscribing to your favorite show, to download it automatically to your computer, click on the podcast help link at archive.kpft.org. This is KPFT Houston.
The forested land around our bayous act as the kidneys of the water system. They clean out pollutants and help manage flooding in times of high rainfall. Preventing more Houston land from being covered in concrete ensures that more of the precious little water that falls has the ability to soak into the ground and our aquifers. Living with water shortages or damaging floods brings to light how connected we all are to the natural world around us. Our health suffers without clean water and fresh air. Families suffer without safe places to spend time together outdoors. Bayou Land Conservancy, a local nonprofit organization celebrating its 20th anniversary, works to permanently protect land in the greater Houston area with a special focus on the 13 watersheds that feed Lake Houston. Please visit our website at www.bayoulandconservancy.org.